The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio. Now, I heard Vic talking about Biden, talking about taxing corporations. I just have to say, corporations do not pay taxes. They collect taxes.
Yep.
And who do they collect them from? Everybody who does business with them.
Yep.
Go ahead, tax the oil companies. Watch what happens to the price of gas.
What happens to your price of gas.
You know,
you're going to pay
so
for it.
So simple, but yet our education system has failed us.
Yeah, very much
they
so.
They don't teach people that taxes are paid by the end user in every situation.
Yep. Government education.
Oh, I know. They just
and
have
your
no
politicians
idea.
Love your stupidity.
Right. They thrive on it.
Or your, I shouldn't say stupidity.
Not stupid. Ignorance.
Ignorance.
There's a difference.
Your ignorance. Your lack of knowledge.
Ignorance means you don't know. Stupid is you can't learn.
Exactly.
But if you don't know, that's just ignorant.
But if you
can't
don't
help
know,
it.
You just, you can't.
And people like to use ignorant
and
as a stupid
I'll tell you,
analogy, but it's not. It's totally different.
Yeah. You know, I talked about this. There's a whole lot of low information voters who could be classified as ignorant because they, not because they're stupid, because they lack the knowledge. They saw Joe Biden, and for the first time they saw, oh, this guy does have dementia.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not his fault.
So you can learn. I mean, you can, when the information finally gets to you, you can make a proper decision.
Did you watch the fight when they took him off the stage?
Oh my gosh.
He's walking with his wrist all bent down, and he could barely move.
He looked like,
now is he doing,
I hate to say this.
Is he doing any campaign events?
Oh yeah, they shot him up with some speed or cocaine the other day or something.
That's why they found cocaine in the White House.
Yeah, I think so. The day after, no, they gave him some concoction where he looked like he did on the State of the Union. But he couldn't do anything without the teleprompter. So he was out there
He
was out there reading the teleprompter, so they turned it into an ad. To make people think that he was actually,
back.
Yeah. And it's just not going to work. Again, they're lying to the mayor. I mean, it's amazing how they're
the
so willing
they're
to lie.
The fact hiding this from everybody is just ridiculous.
Not just hiding it, they're lying. They're lying. The fact that they would put, that they shoot him up and have him read a teleprompter and the dementia anger comes out and then they make that into an ad to make you think that he's
passionate.
That he can do that. That he can, but you're not going to see, you've actually got some, now there are some Democrats that don't want to go down with this ship and they're calling for and they're starting to call for Trump to do, for Biden to do a town hall or a news conference, press conference. It's not going to happen. He can't do it.
So he
can't do it.
How is he going to win an election if he didn't campaign during 2020 either though?
Well, that they were able to hide him though. Remember, they hid him. He only had to read from a teleprompter. He didn't do any news conferences or anything. It was obvious back then that he couldn't do this, but it was easy to hide him because, COVID.
Yeah.
We don't want, he's an old man. We don't want him to catch it. Nobody questioned that. Nobody
Trump
wanted
got
him
it,
to get
cured,
it.
And now he goes around telling everybody he's immune to COVID-19.
Exactly. But they were able to hide. You can't do that now. You can't hide this guy now. Plus, 4 years ago, they at least were able to give him enough medication.
Right, because it was still the early stages.
Yeah. He has declined.
He actually came up as coherent in some of the debates back then.
Well, he was able to. He was able to to be coherent. He still stumbled if you go back and watch.
Well,
but he was able to put off some one. And Trump did his. Trump hurt himself in those debates more than
being
anybody
so
else,
aggressive more during
than
that one.
So Trump knows that. He knows what he did back.
But
in
you notice
debates.
This time he was patient. He didn't rush anything.
He was the only thing Trump needs to do better. Is to use this as an opportunity to educate the voter about the issues.
Right.
He doesn't need to talk about golf.
Yeah,
he doesn't need to talk about any of these issues.
Need to be a personal
all he
attack.
Needs to do, when Biden starts going off on this lying about you're not going to have tax hikes. And Donald Trump missed the – Biden sat there and said he wasn't going to raise taxes over anyone over $400,000. And Donald Trump missed the – all he had to do was turn to him and go, Joe – are you going to reinstate my tax? If you win, are you going to reinstate my tax
which
breaks?
Cut taxes for everybody across the board.
And Joe Biden would say no. So that is an instant tax increase. 2025 under Joe Biden is an instant tax increase for anyone who earns an income.
Who
Anybody who earns any wages income tax is going to have a tax increase. That's all Donald Trump had to do. Drop the mic, walk away. That's all he had to do.
Yeah.
But he didn't do it.
I know.
He didn't do it. This is what I mean about.
People are so, well, now Grant, it's hard to explain that in 120 seconds. I get that.
I could do it.
Yeah, I know.
But no, he can do it. He can do it. This is what they should prepare him for. But this is why I say sometimes he doesn't have the great advisors next to him.
Right. It's like when he talked about inflation, he should have said, look, Joe, you can say whatever you want. Let me ask the American people, do you pay more for groceries now? Do you pay more for gas now? Do you pay more for things at the local market?
And all he had to do was say, Joe, you're going to lie just like your media and tell people that inflation's coming down, but it's not. The rate of increase is coming down. But the prices haven't
it's not
come
going
down.
Up as fast, but it's still going
but it's
up.
It's still up, and the prices aren't coming down. And
that's the economics. He needs to look at people and say, "Well, you know what you pay for stuff."
Well, that's when
you
he
know the
look.
Prices have gone up.
But he needs
you
to
don't
explain.
Need me to tell you about inflation. You see it every day.
But if he explains it a little bit, and then
you can't educate people during a debate.
But if he says just what I just said, and then
that's
turns to him like
technical.
You said, and tells him. This is easy, folks. When you go to the store, are you paying more or paying less?
Right.
And
but
then
the thing is,
that's
see,
how you
when you get into the education
the
part, you're talking about people who already have an idea. They're educated already. You have to talk us to the lowest level of voter.
Oh,
when
you
got
to talk to the dumb masses. but you've got to connect the dots for them.
Sometimes.
And that's why you just throw a little
but
bit
But you get
out
too
there.
Complicated, though, and then they lose interest.
Why? You don't get complicated. You do what I just did. What I just did was in the layman terms, and I did it in 30 seconds.
Yeah, but you got to let people know. You know what you pay for.
And then,
you know
then,
how much stuff costs.
Yeah, and then
has your power bill gone up? Has your gasoline bill
that's
gone up?
How he
has your grocery bill gone up?
Yeah.
That's where the inflation
and
is. You see it. You don't need me to tell you there's inflation. It's there. You see it every day.
That's the ease of this. Because all he does is look at Joe Biden and say in 30 seconds what I said and look at the camera and say what you just said.
Yep.
And then it's drop the mic. I mean, Donald Trump won the debate that night because Biden did so bad. Donald Trump needs to win the debate because he explains
He does
things.
So good.
And that's what he can do. I don't think there'll be another debate, but if there is.
Oh, you think they're going to try again? No way.
Well, Joe Biden's out there saying, I want another debate. Joe Biden is saying it. But it's not going
to
happen.
Trump needs to push that and say, okay, Joe.
I'm sure he will.
Let's pick a date.
Let's pick a
month.
Yeah.
Sometime in July.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Today.
Let's do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Let's do it tomorrow. Any day you want. I got you.
But he won't do it. There's no way they're going
to You know what? If he's out there talking about it, Trump needs to answer him.
Oh, I think Trump already has. I think Trump already has. But they're not going to let Joe do that again. There's just no way.
Yeah.
They're,
every time he mentions it, though, Trump needs to come back and say, okay, Joe, I'm waiting. Tell me when
let's
and where.
It.
I'll be
Anytime,
there.
Anytime, anywhere, any
If you're going to throw down the gauntlet, let's do this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You want to show people how good things are? Show me.
He needs to, and Trump needs to, Trump should just tell him, hey, you make the rules again. make the rules again. Even though I don't think they should. The next debate should be at Fox News, and it should be Fox News journalist.
With an audience.
And I would have an audience. And, you know, I would even give him the grace if he doesn't want an audience.
Whatever. I could see that.
I would give him whatever he want. I wouldn't let him
was
sit
it,
down. I wouldn't let him sit down. You gotta stand.
Was it a Trump debate where he was debating, I wanna say was he, I don't know if it was Joe Biden or not, but Clinton was there in the audience with his wife and he invited Paula Jones to sit on his side of the audience.
Yeah, it was. That's some good mind games right there.
Oh my God. Yep. Trump is like a master.
Oh, savage.
That is awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, but every time Biden mentions it, Trump just needs to go, okay, Joe, set the date. Tell me a time and place. I'll be there. You let me know. I'll arrange it around your busy schedule because you are the president and I understand. I know how busy that schedule is.
Yeah, that's what he should say.
Pick a date, pick a time.
Yep.
Anytime you want. You want to do it at midnight. I'll be there. We'll work it out.
Oh no.
You want to do it first thing in the morning when you're still fresh?
No, he needs to come out and say, Joe, we'll do it between 10 and 4 since those are the hours because it just leaked out yesterday that Biden only works between 10 and 4, which means that he probably works to 12 to 2.
Yeah,
but they leaked out. It leaked out of his White House that he only works 10 to 4. That's when he's most cognitive ability alert is 10 to 4. That's the president of the United States. 10 to 4. So Donald Trump should say, Joe, we'll even do a debate between 10 and 4. That's
when
what he should say.
Oh yeah. When the information came out that you were the most clear headed. Yep. Yeah, let's do it then.
Joe, according to the leakers in your White House, you're most cognitive between 10 and 4. Let's do the debate then.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that'd be great. Because they're never going to do it because the networks, they're not going to do that. Networks want it in prime time.
Right, but they could pre-record and play it back later also.
They won't do that because then people will say it was edited. It has to be live.
It has to be live,
It has to be live, yeah. But that just cracks me up.
Guarantee it's live. We guarantee we'll play every minute of every...
Would you trust the media?
It. Yeah, no, I guess not.
I ain't trusting the media. I don't care who does it. I wouldn't trust them, but...
Have a clock running in the corner so you can see it.
I don't know. I don't know, dude. Now you can change anything with...
I know. Well, yeah.
I wouldn't...
You could change live stuff, too, though.
I would just do it live.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously Biden's out there throwing down and making a big deal about it. He's not keeping his word.
It wasn't even 12 hours after the debate he was throwing, we'll do another debate, And I'm just cracking up.
Trump answered him every time, didn't he? I want to give you another chance. I want us to have another debate. We got issues to discuss.
There are some people out there saying Trump shouldn't do it. That's hogwash. Absolutely, Trump should do it.
Especially the way he did it this time. He wasn't aggressive. He didn't...
Yeah. No, the only thing Trump didn't do, like I said, was stick to the issues and answer and educate the people.
Well, I liked when he went up there and goes...
voters.
I don't know what he just said. I don't think he knows what he just said.
Yeah, that was... Well, he won that debate in the 11th minute or so, and one of the times was that line. That line when he said, I don't know what he just said, and honestly, I don't think he knows what he just said. Yeah. That debate was over.
Yeah,
that debate
was
over. And then when he said, I wish you were a good president. I wouldn't be here.
I'd rather be playing golf in Mar-a-Lago.
I'd rather be at one of my many places.
Than to be here. Having to do this again.
But I'm here because you're so bad. That was.
And nothing new on his potential running mate yet.
Nah. He's not going to do that until the convention. He doesn't have to now. If they were going to announce it early, they're not going to do it now because of this.
He's got a big advantage.
All he has to do is stick to the issues. That's all he has to do. He doesn't need to say anything else about the debate. He doesn't need to talk about the dementia patient. He just needs to talk about the
issues. Secure the border.
If he just talks
lower
directly,
unemployment rate. Lower
if
taxes.
If he talks directly to the voter, these people are going to go, gosh, one guy is talking to me about things that matters. The other guy is unhinged, out of control. Can't put a sentence together.
Talking about when he's going to play golf.
Yeah, and when he's reading, this guy's talking about his golf handicap. I want to know his mental handicap.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy,
you were talking about prosecuting Joe Biden. Didn't that come up and they decided he was incapable of being?
Well, the special counsel said that we're not bringing, that there's definitely, I mean, Joe Biden broke the law about the classified papers. And he actually did, because when he took classified papers, he was a senator. He wasn't a president. If he were president and took them, then I would be standing up going, no, you can't prosecute Biden. I don't care what he did with them.
Yeah.
He was a president.
But didn't they
but
say
as
he's
a senator,
incapable
he took
of standing up to
but
a trial?
But the special counsel said, while he did do wrong, he's a doddering old man and who has trouble with memory and trouble speaking. He can't stand trial. He said he's not competent. He's not fit to stand trial. That's why they didn't bring charges.
Now, who would vote for a guy who's not fit to stand trial?
Dude, 40% of this country's going
to
vote for him.
And he's fit to be your president? Oh, my God. Yeah.
He's not fit to stand trial, but he's fit to be president.
So he's incompetent, demented, and he can't stand trial because he's sick, and yet you're going to vote for this idiot to be in charge again.
The Republicans are suing to get the tapes so they can hear how bad he was.
What do you mean?
Everything was recorded. The whole special counsel, when they interviewed Biden, it was recorded. But they won't release them. Now, normally, they will release them. They won't release them because it shows how bad he is.
But they gave a report saying he was incompetent
Well, the special counsel said, I'm not, because they asked him, why aren't you bringing charges? And he has to give a reason.
Yeah.
It was before Congress. And he said, because he's not fit for trial.
That's all they said, basically.
But, The DOJ will not release the tapes. It's
of
up to the
not,
DOJ.
It's
not
probably,
up to the special counsel.
It's probably ridiculously bad how
it was a whole lot of what
floundering.
You saw the other night. That's what it is, but they won't release them. Now, the Republicans are suing to get them. Now, here's where I'm going to go against the Republicans. You got to be stupid, dumb, and blind if you think
you're going to get them.
No, you probably will get them. They'll probably get them at some point, especially now that they want Joe Biden gone. But as a Republican and you want to get rid of Joe, you got to be stupid. This is the guy that they need to stay right there.
Keep him.
Stay right there because he's going to lose. I mean, unless Trump does something really bad, Biden's going to lose. I don't want another candidate. I want Joe Biden to be the candidate.
A live little boy or dead little girl.
Yeah. So, I mean, So all these calls for him to step aside, you people out of your mind. Shame on the Republicans. Let's watch this ship go down and enjoy it.
Why pick a harder team to play when you can play the easy team?
Right. If you make it to the finals, whatever sport you're in.
And you get to pick which
team
you play?
And you get to pick are you going to pick the best team?
No.
That's true.
Oh my God, that's right. Let's stick with the easiest win.
Stick with a guy that's already got. You know what they say, Roger. If your opponent is destroying themselves, what do?
You let
them get out of the way and let them destroy themselves. So you Republicans out there calling for Joe Biden to stand down, shut your mouth.
Be quiet.
Let's sit back.
Let's encourage him to keep going.
Yes. Yeah. You go, Joe.
That's right.
You go, Joe.
Joe. Let's go, Brandon.
What was the cartoon, G.I. Joe, Go Joes? What was their thing?
I don't remember.
Oh my goodness, the G.I. Joes.
All I remember is when they had that guy for Christmas, he was talking to Joe Biden about the Santa Claus tracking thing or whatever. And the father's there talking to Joe Biden live on the phone line. He goes, oh yeah, no, let's go, Brandon. And Biden goes, I agree. Yeah, let's go, Brandon.
I agree. Let's go, Brandon. Jill Biden was throwing daggers with her eyes.
Oh, she almost came unhinged, right? Oh, we need to stop this call. Okay. Goodbye. Have a great Christmas. Bye. It's like, that's how bad he is.
Let's keep him going
as long as we can.
Yes, absolutely. I do not want him to go anywhere. I don't want him going anywhere until January 6th of 2025.
Then he can go try and storm the White House back. Oh, this is my house. I live here. Yeah. Move. Get out of my
way. What are you doing? What do you mean you want me to leave?
I live here. Where's my ice cream?
He's going to be sitting there in his underwear with his hand down his pants.
Pants, watching TV, eating an ice cream cone. We're having Jill feed him ice cream.
Chocolate chip ice cream going, well, what do you mean you want me to leave? Get out of here, old man.
You're done.
You're done.
Jersey style. I want you to leave.
Holy cow.
Oh, man. I don't think I'm ready to leave yet. No, that wasn't a question.
No, it wasn't a question. You're gone. It's crazy. Crazy. But yes, I don't want Joe to go anywhere. I want to watch this
ship. That makes sense.
Down.
I didn't even think about that.
Yes.
Yeah, let's.
I was amazed. And I'm amazed at the number of Republicans that are calling for this guy to leave. No.
Shut the hell up.
Shut up, because no matter who's there, he's not running the show. The bureaucrats are. So and we can't fix that until we have an election.
Whoever they put in is going to be worse than Joe as far as being able to be.
And probably going to be worse than Joe. Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Because they'll be coherent. They're going to be somebody who can speak.
Yeah, they can think on their feet. And they can think. And we want this guy.
Yes, we want
him. I want him.
I want him, sir. I want him. Yes.
Yes, that's a movie line. You know you're not going to get Roger and I together and not have movie lines.
A couple of movie lines there. That was a great one.
Oh, that was awesome.
And she was about to take this stand, and she goes, no, it's a fact.
No,
Watch this.
What's this? No, there's more. Oh, there's more.
I'd love to hear this.
I would love to hear this. That's what... See... Donald Trump has got to hire us.
He's got to use more movie lines.
He's got to hire us. Donald Trump, imagine if he stopped at that debate and turned to Joe and said, I would love to hear this. Yes. I mean, I can't... Oh, man, Trump needs to hire us.
Now, they were being real quick with the microphones turning on and off.
Oh, yeah, they were. But he still could have done it. He could have... Because at some point, Trump did ask a question... And he could do that. And then he would go, ladies and gentlemen, wouldn't you just love to hear his explanation of this? And then just turn and go, Joe, we would love to hear this.
Yeah, I know.
And then just pause and let CNN or whoever.
CNN.
Oh, man, this is going to be great.
And if they do another debate, what if they don't use Fox News? Who do you think would be the next moderator of the Democrat MSNBC?
They'll probably use NBC or one of the big networks.
I bet they would use one of those. From what I remember, they were... None of the big networks were impressed with Joe's performance.
No, they weren't.
As much as they support the Democrats, they could not support that performance.
No, the media can't hide this, although now they're starting to circle the wagons because Joe Biden's not going anywhere.
Good. He needs to stay right where he is.
I agree.
Through November, and then we can do it. They can't replace him after he wins a re-election, can they?
Oh, well, then all he's got to do is step down.
And then Kamala will take over.
And they'll do that. There's no way he can continue. They just want to get over the finish line.
Right.
Because nobody wants Joe, nobody wants Kamala. They dislike Kamala more than Joe.
Now, do you think at the convention they'll try and do something to...
I think they're going to try and solidify things before the convention to avert an outcry at the convention. But what people need
even
to
Jill's
got to
know, he can't run another four
Jill's
years.
Pushing him. Jill doesn't care. Jill wants the power, dude. Jill's behind
but
him.
But she knows he can't do it.
Doesn't matter. He hasn't been able to do it for years, but they're doing it anyway.
But he's getting worse and worse every day.
Doesn't matter. They only have 5 months.
They are
looking at this, Roger, going, we have 5 months. If we can prop him up for 5 months, we get the power. That's what Jill Biden's looking at.
Now, if for some God forbid reason he passes away between now and then,
well, then it's Kamala.
Then Kamala becomes the candidate automatically, or can they select somebody else?
I think she becomes the candidate. She becomes the, because it depends on when it would happen. Now, if it happens before the convention, then they can have a fight at the convention. But here's what people need to understand. It would be fun. I think there's going to be a fight anyway, but what people need to understand is Joe Biden's campaign has got millions and millions of dollars.
Well, yeah.
They cannot give it to anyone except one person.
Who, Kamala?
Kamala Harris.
Oh, because she was on his ticket.
She's on his ticket. They cannot give it to Newsom. They can't. So anybody else they get would start from zero and have to raise money.
Yeah, because Newsom's not running, quote unquote.
Yeah, right. Newsom's running so hard. So is that Gretchen lady. They all want it, but they see what's happening. I don't think they want to go down with the ship. So I think all these people are going to back off and go, nope, Joe, that's yours.
It's all yours.
And they would rather.
And they're thinking, you know, I'll wait 4 years.
Yeah, they would rather lose and then come back in 4 years. They're not going to want to get in this ship. This ship is going down and it's going down fast.
Yeah, it's fast.
I don't think anybody.
That's what I wonder.
Actually polling that came
dementia
out.
Dementia patients eventually die because their brains just stop working to keep their bodies functioning.
Unfortunately, and I hope he's got a longer life to live. I hope he does, but.
Have time to spend grandkids
he
and
needs
stuff,
to
yeah.
go spend time and get to know the grandkid that he won't even acknowledge. You know, go and live, and, because this is killing him. This is killing him faster.
Oh, yeah.
The presidency is killing him faster, and Jill Biden is allowing it to happen, which just blows my mind. But, well, again, she wants
the
power.
Well, consider the circumstances in which they hooked up, though.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
you know.
I saw something funny the other day. Hunter Biden is begging for his dad to stay in because he doesn't want to have to bang Jill. Oh, bad host.
It's about right, though.
It's
crazy. But, their family is so twisted and messed up.
But you got to, Jill Biden loves, Jill loves the power, and Jill doesn't want to, listen, if Joe loses, what happens? Jill has to go home and has to take care of Joe, has to take care of Hunter.
She hires people to do all that stuff.
You know, yeah, but she doesn't have all the.
He's got millions.
She's got so many things now. Because he's president, there's so much power there.
Much bonus, yeah.
So, yeah, she doesn't want to let that go. So he didn't go anywhere. But the biggest factor, the reason why he's not going anywhere, is the money.
Yeah.
Anybody other than Kamala would have to start with a zero. And how are you going to fight it?
Unless he steps down and offers the money, gives the votes to him.
He can't give it to anybody but her.
Okay,
he could give
all the campaign money to her.
He can give the war chest to Kamala.
Okay.
And then she could immediately start campaigning. But anybody else, I don't know how, this is why I don't think anybody's going to want that, why Joe stays. Nobody's going to want to go down with a ship by jumping into a campaign and Donald Trump's got hundreds of millions of dollars and then they've got
now,
zero.
Now, something were to happen to Joe where he became incapable of finishing his run or whatever it was, you know. And Kamala becomes the candidate.
Mm-hmm.
She could use the war chest that they had for Joe.
Yeah, she can use the war chest.
But now she would have to pick a VP candidate at that point, right?
Then she'll pick a VP. Yeah.
I wonder who she would pick if she becomes the head of the ticket.
Oh, there's no telling.
Do you think she'd go for a Newsom or something like that, like a good solid
candidate? No, I don't know.
She don't want anybody who could be stronger than her, I guess.
No, she's going to go find somebody that's just
as... Did you see her trying to plug the electric car in?
Yeah, she's an idiot. She's going to go pick somebody.
I think she may have dementia, too.
She's going to pick somebody that's worse than her. That's what that's going to be.
Oh, that's going to be that's a really tough job.
It's a tough job, but using the policies of DEI, she can do it. You can find somebody that's as bad as her.
Yeah.
If you're making a decision on diversity, equity, and inclusion, then you can find, trust me.
That's how she got the job.
That's how she got the job, exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
So. I mean, I wonder, did Joe even know her before they selected her?
Oh, yeah, they didn't like each other too much.
Yeah, well, again, that happens a lot, though.
Oh, it does.
That happens a lot.
But
I remember the Republicans when Ted Cruz and Donald Trump?
Oh, yeah.
They fought each other tooth and nail.
That was a campaign. Now, for instance, Biden's and the Obamas, they generally do not like each other. Clinton's and the Obama, do not like each other. But like I said,
they make a good show when they have to.
No, like I said on my show, the Democrats, that's why there's no such thing as a moderate Democrat. They're all progressive and they stick together. So they may live not like
the progressives. You think the Bidens and the Obamas don't get along well?
No, they don't. They can't stand each other. Michelle can't stand Jill Biden.
Well,
I'm just telling you, this is what comes out from behind the scenes.
Right.
They do not like each other, but. And the Bidens blame Obama for Trump being elected because the Obamas did not get endorsed. Biden didn't run.
He didn't get
Obama.
An endorsement?
No.
From Obama?
No,
his president, the one he served as vice president, he did not get an endorsement.
He didn't know. That's why Hillary ran. They got behind Hillary and told Joe to go away. And so do you think the Bidens have never forgotten that?
Yeah, I don't blame them. No loyalty whatsoever.
And you know, the crazy thing is if they had just run the course and got behind Joe Biden, he probably would have beat Trump. And this would probably be the first time Trump's running, but hey.
But you know what?
Things happen for a
reason. It's going to be interesting to see who Trump picks, because whoever he picks is going to represent the future.
Oh, 100%.
And he's got to be cautious and careful. He's got to be.
I hope. The big rumor is he's going to pick Doug Berman, and what a horrible choice that would be.
Well, like
horrible.
I'm not saying Pence was the best choice or the worst choice.
No, Doug would be better than Pence, but it's still a horrible choice.
I know. He's got so many good potential candidates.
I like Sarah Huckabee.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, me too. She would be my number one choice.
Yeah.
Since he can't run with DeSantis.
That's what they say.
Well, you said he can, but then the electoral votes in Florida don't count.
Yeah, and I don't know. I've heard there's a way around it, but I don't think they want to play that game. And
because then it looks like you're trying to cheat if you try and find some way around
it. And I think DeSantis is too important.
Now, if he comes up and starts polling 2 or 3 points ahead in every single state, and they feel like, you know, Florida's a lot of votes, but it doesn't look like it's going
to
make a
difference. Oh, they'll never do that. You'll never take the chance to lose electoral votes. It's too important.
Yeah.
I mean, they're too close.
And Florida has quite a few, too.
Yeah. It's too big of a state, so they're not going to do that. But honestly, I think DeSantis is too important for Florida, and I think DeSantis is looking at 2028.
Right.
I would rather him. DeSantis is focused on being a
good governor. That's
going to
pit whoever Trump picks for vice president.
Yeah, but there'll be a battle anyway.
Yeah.
There'll be a battle anyway.
Well, it depends. If he picks somebody who does a phenomenal job as VP, and she comes in and goes, I'm going to be president, but DeSantis, I want to pick you to be my vice president,
then
you're next up.
If he picks somebody like Nikki Haley, then there'll be a fight.
There'll be a battle, because she's not terribly conservative.
And maybe she'll do fine, but she used to be. But I still think there's a chance that he's going to pick her.
Yeah.
But I would rather it be Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah, because
Huckabee, and honestly,
Haley didn't even beat DeSantis in the primaries.
No. But in 2028, having Huckabee, I love DeSantis, but I would be all on board with Sarah Huckabee Sanders, man.
And could you imagine a perfect VP with DeSantis?
Ron DeSantis. Oh, hell, absolutely.
Man, we have so many power players that can make such a huge difference in the political landscape.
Oh, man.
And yet, somehow they avoid so many of them.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Yep.
I mean, now no one's even mentioned Huckabee Sanders, have they?
No.
Sarah's not even been.
Me and you,
which makes me think that maybe there's more going on.
You and I. That's about it.
I know. She was one of my first choices.
Oh man, me too. Love it. Love it.
She's when she was the press secretary. Oh my God, she was amazing.
She is.
She didn't let those guys. She ran that press conference. She was in control. She shut them down when they said stupid things. She was fierce.
100% rock star.
She was fierce. I love that. That was awesome. She was amazing.
She'd be a great asset for Trump. Now, if they look in the traditional sense, like where can I get help from then it's not going to be her.
She's good at the White House politics, the information.
Yeah, but what I mean by that is.
And she's a governor. She's dealt with.
What I mean by that is a state that you're trying to win for the first time, like Virginia.
Yeah.
Like I could see him picking the governor of Virginia. Because
to try and, I mean, right now he's got a lot of momentum. If the momentum continues, when is the Republican convention?
July, this month, 2 weeks.
Be better if it was a little later on and they could, have more time. All right. Well, we got to take a quick break. Come right back after this. You're listening to America's Web Radio.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
What do doctors talk about in doctors' lounges around the country? Find out on the Doctor's Lounge show, every Thursday at 8 a.m., on America's Web Radio.
If you love classic cars, you're going to want to listen to the Classic Car Show with Tom Cox and Richard Lentinello on America's Web Radio. Live every Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern at americaswebradio.com or on demand on your favorite podcast app.
What will Victor say next? Find out every Tuesday at 1 p.m. on the On Point with Victor show, only on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Roger B. with Locked and Loaded, and we're back on America's Web Radio. And we got a little bonus Victor on Point with Victor there, and we were discussing politics because, you know, it is the political season. And it's gonna, and there's a lot of things at stake every time there's an election. And of course, for me, it's about the gun rights. And Biden's administration has pushed the ATF to do things that no other ATF has done. Change policy after 12 years and turn 40 million Americans into potential criminals. Now granted, that hasn't been completely decided yet. But that's what's happened so far. Now, they pulled back on that. The courts are ruling it. It's going back and forth in the court system. It's kind of crazy. But that's the kind of thing Joe Biden's pushing for. Well, his administration. I can only say him. I don't know that he actually does anything. After watching the debate performance with him, you know, I don't even know why he wants to do this. He probably doesn't want to do this. I wonder if he's how aware he is. And unfortunately, with his kind of memory issues, eventually it can cause, you know, serious health issues or debilitating or even death. So I've had friends who dealt with dementia, and it eventually comes down to the brain not remembering how to swallow, how to do this, how to, you know, how to tell your lungs to work. And eventually people just give out. And now they've been medicating him, I'm pretty sure. But if he doesn't make it to the election, then it's going to cause a whole new world of, I guess, interesting factors to play into deciding a candidate, which I thought was, I thought that's, it'd be an interesting play if he just is unable to continue at some point. Cause I mean, he's going to have to make speeches. He's going to have to make some public appearances. There's no way he can avoid it. He's going to have to make recordings even to, for commercials and such. I mean, I can't believe they can hide him so completely that he will not speak or make any kind of contact with anybody for the next 5 months. I can't believe that can happen, but as his disease progresses, he's going to get less and less able to come across as coherent and remember anything. I mean, I'm sure they've got the very best drugs, the very best, you know, experimental medication to keep him around and working well, and maybe they'll be able to cure him. Who knows? Although no one has ever been cured from it before, it'd be interesting to see how they proceed with that. And you know what? It's going to help the research in that particular field tremendously, which is good for everybody who has, you know, aged parents in their lives. You know, you can't say anything about that. That would be a big bonus. And if that's what it takes for that to happen, go Joe. Let's work on you as the guinea pig. Let's get you to try all the experimental medications, all the experimental treatments, and see if anything can help work with that. But, you know, I just, with his stance with the ATF and the way they've been going after all these factors that never played into an election cycle before. I mean, first it was the bump stocks. Now Trump did the bump stocks. He was pushing that, but that has been backed off on now. Oh, I have that story here somewhere, but the bump stocks, that is getting reversed in the courts right now because there was no way that a piece, you know, that a racing stripe can cause a machine, gun to go from semi-auto to fully automatic. It changes the way you hold it, the way you fire it, the way you control the trigger, but it's still one trigger pull per firing of one round. So that really never was an issue there. But I understand how the layman just assumes they see somebody using a bump stock and they just assume it turns it into a fully automatic machine gun. And it doesn't. That's something that's been established since 1934, and that has never been changed except in 1986 when I think it was Reagan who passed the Hughes Act, which was awful for gun rights because it stopped anybody from owning a machine gun manufactured after 1986. Regardless of the extra permits, the class 3 license you would need, the tax stamp, they didn't care. Nothing manufactured every 86 was going to be in public hands anymore, which is unless you're a licensed FFL dealer and you maintain that very expensive license every year. But, you know, that to me, and it seems like a lot of the gun control laws that were put into effect were put in by Republicans. So I'm not as hard set in the fact that Republicans are not going to pass gun control, because they do. In fact, when Clinton was in, they passed the crime bill. But when they passed the crime bill, it had a sunset of 10 years. So 10 years later, it was gone. And unfortunately, all the gun bills that the Republicans pass have never been able to sunset. They passed them, and the Democrats are right there with them on that. Now, that's got to be something that I feel like Republicans should look at and go, okay, if we're trying to pass something and the Democrats are on board with us, there's got to be something essentially wrong with this. There's no way that we should have that much bipartisan support on a gun control bill when the Second Amendment to our Constitution clearly states the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's clear. It's succinct. It doesn't take any extra understanding, no extra explanation to understand what that means. I mean, the words are pretty simple. There's not very many of them, and they're clearly stated. So let's hope that Trump, if he gets in again, will not make the mistake of alienating gun owners in America, because there's no reason to. And it's crazy that what they do is they punish everybody for the illegal acts of a few people. It's crazy. That's what they do. You know, they let one bad apple spoil the whole bunch, and the whole bunch is the rest of the American people. They get spoiled by the one or two bad apples that are in there, by the bad players. Yet politicians, this doesn't happen to them, but they treat the American people like they're one big herd of sheep, and if one does something wrong, they all get punished for it. And I'm so tired of this type of policy making. You can't have people who, somebody commits a crime with a weapon, all of a sudden, every other law-abiding citizen has to give up their rights in order to appease the one criminal that broke the law doing what he did, but yet it didn't matter that there was a law there already to prevent him from doing it. Now they want to pass more laws to make it more difficult for American citizens to keep their rights. And I just can't understand why we let politicians get away with this. But yet most of the things they pass do not apply to them. Like with Obamacare. That was amazing. They passed Obamacare, forced it on everybody in the United States, but no senators, no congressmen, the president, many government officials, it did not apply to them. They passed a law that did not apply equally to everybody in the country. It was very specific. Now, I'm not going to say I'm against Obamacare, because that was one thing I'm kind of neutral on, because too many people in this country take advantage of the fact that most hospitals will not turn somebody away in an emergent situation. And unfortunately, people are taught that, oh, yeah, you go to the hospital, they will take care of you no matter what. And then they expect the government to pay for it, and the government means we pay for it. So everybody else pays for it because they were too stupid to know they needed health care. And until they need it, they don't think they need to pay for it. It's just like insurance on anything. You know, you pay car insurance for years and years and years and never have an accident. You feel like you should get your money back, but that's not how it works. Everybody pulls all their money together, and whoever does have an accident, they get paid for. Same thing with health insurance. It relies on healthier, younger people to pay for the older people. Now, when those younger people get older and need more care, the younger people will pay for them. So it's kind of the way the system is, and it's the way it's been designed and the way it's been functioning, and it does work if everybody participates. And if you have elderly parents, if you're younger and have elderly parents, you should not have a problem with paying for health insurance, because that money, a lot of it goes toward older people's health care. They say 80% of your health care needs happen in the last 20% of your life. So the last 20% of your years are where you're going to use 80% of your health care. So keep that in mind. But back to the gun thing. There's going to be more and more pushing on gun laws if Joe Biden gets reelected. He is going to push for more and more laws to be pushed to the interpretation point by the ATF, to where they can make – basically change laws by putting it under the guise of policy changes. Now, I don't believe Biden has had any Supreme Court justice appointments during his year so far. So during his first term, he had no Supreme Court appointments. I don't believe. I'd have to ask Vic about that. He would know better than me, or Mark the Shark. He would know better. But so far, he hasn't appointed anybody to the Supreme Court as far as I can remember. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there was somebody. But anyway, the Supreme Court seems pretty well balanced right now, with maybe a slight leaning toward the conservative side. However, Chief Justice Roberts you can never tell what he's going to do. He tends to float both ways depending on how he feels or the interpretation he decides. And on gun rights, it's kind of tricky because most justices that are liberal will vote against any kind of gun right, even if the Constitution spells out that they have no right to enforce a particular law. Now, one thing I got a story on today is that the New Jersey office that issues applications or processes applications for carry permits has had an accusation that they're being racist. And it says black applicants are denied at a rate of more than double what their white counterparts are. So they have subjective eligibility standards. And the attorney general was looking to fix the issue, but he said the author here reached out to the ACLU to see if they had any issue with this, the fact that blacks were being denied gun permits at twice the rate of white people. Apparently they didn't care. They didn't seem to think that was their issue because they tend to lean to the liberal side, and liberals do not want you to own guns, regardless of your racial makeup, your national origin, your gender. They don't want anybody to own them. And if they can get some people, they have applicants who had suffer up to 100 days to get these permits processed. That's almost 3 years, not 100 days, 1,000 days, I'm sorry, 1,000 days waiting for a gun permit to be processed. That's approximately 3 years. What kind of system is that? If you have to wait could you imagine if you had to wait 3 years to get a driver's license renewed or processed? Nobody would stand for that. Same thing here. They're taking way too much time. They're delaying everything as much as they can because they don't want you to have a permit to carry a weapon. They want you to rely on the state police, state governments for your protection. And obviously, the politicians get different protection than the rest of the people do. But they think it's enough. And apparently, let's see, okay, we have a black denial rate, it'll be 250% more than the white rate. And yet, the ACLU has no issue with this. They're uninterested in pursuing the fact that people of color are being discriminated against by the New Jersey office that issues these permits. And it seems like if they're supposed to stand up for people's rights, minority rights, they should be doing this here. This is not something that is an issue they should just let go. They're not gaining any advantage to this. In fact, if you look at people in certain neighborhoods, they have more dangerous neighborhoods than other people. And a lot of people who apply, who live in dangerous neighborhoods, tend to be minorities. And they get processed slower than white people. It's unfair, it's not right, and it needs to be fixed. And if the ACLU truly believes in equality for all people, they need to get up here, they need to start making noise, they need to start forcing this to go the other way. But it seems like they don't care because they stand for gun control. The ACLU apparently doesn't care who has the guns as long as it's not black people and people of color. The ACLU is not interested in liberals having guns at all, regardless of who they are, regardless of what they stand for. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that's the truth, but that's what it seems like after reading this story about this. The ACLU has no interest in defending the rights. But now we'll go somewhere else to another minority. Now, there's been a sharp increase in anti-Semitic attacks across the country since Hamas launched its attack in Israel last October and took all those hostages, killed all those people. And it's just crazy. So what somebody did, there was a guy in a suburb of Cleveland where they decided, you know what? Because of this, we are going to open a gun range. Now that's being proactive. You know, if you think you might be subjected to persecution or to possible crime elements because of your religion or your gender or your national origin or your sexual orientation, why wouldn't you want to have an opportunity to learn how to use a weapon to defend yourself? And apparently, they had a rabbi issue a blessing when they opened this firearms training range. Now, that's something to be said for that. And Israel had an issue with that, too. They had strict gun laws, which prevented anybody in that settlement that was attacked in October from having weapons. Most of them were not allowed to own firearms. Now, they have since examined that, and they're backing down on that position considerably because they realize, had most of those people been able to have been armed, it would have cut down on the death rate of Israelis probably at least in half, maybe more. And if the cowards who went in and did that and met resistance, they may have backed out a lot sooner. They would have saved hundreds, if not thousands, of lives by getting in there and having people being able to arm themselves. So this is something that's interesting. Instead of backing down from anti-Semitic attacks or finding, you know, other ways to do it, they decided, we're going to open a gun range and we're going to provide training to anybody who wants to get the training. They're going to try and get people to learn. And they're working with, let's see, guest speakers. They had members of Ohio Ordnance Works, which, if you know them, they're famous for making machine guns, semi-automatic for private use, private ownership. They had a retired Israeli Defense Forces lieutenant colonel there speaking. They had range demonstrations throughout the day, included learning about firing World War II modern automatic weapons with Ohio Ordnance. That's what they're known for. Now, they have automatic weapons as well, but like I say, those prices are almost like the stock market. They vary so much, and they tend to accelerate because after the Hughes Act passed in 86, no new ones were allowed to come to the market, which is really sad that we eliminated that we eliminated weapons from our own possible ownership with a law that was federal and put the kibosh on American gun rights. Now, don't talk to me about what we need or what we have to have or what we should not be allowed to have. There's nothing in the Constitution that states there should be restrictions on this. In fact, someone said, yeah, you can have a cannon if you want to, huh? Is that what you want to go? The fact is, you can have a cannon if you want to. There are collectors of cannons all over the United States. And to be honest, I cannot recall a single episode where I've heard of anybody dying of being attacked by a cannon, except maybe an inexperienced operator who ended up killing himself or herself by not learning how to use it right. But yeah, and this range is going to have, they're going to have safety is going to be their biggest concern. Because as with any tool, you learn how to use it safely and you take away some of the fear factor, you take away some of the unsure feelings you may have about using a gun because you don't know, you've never seen anything other than TV, which in some cases TV is okay, but in most cases a TV example is probably one of the worst things you can use to learn anything about firearms. And this is something I tell people all the time. Almost every range in every city has training classes available. And if you say, oh, I already know how to use a gun, that's fine. That's well and good. But you know what? Take an advanced class. Take an intermediate class. Take a combat class. Take something that you don't know. Take a rifle class if you shoot pistols. Take a pistol class if you shoot rifles. Learn something beyond what you know now. I mean, I've been shooting for a long time, and I still will take classes and run events whenever I get the chance. I'll go shoot an event because I want to see who's out there. I want to learn something from the people who are there. I want to improve my skill set. I think of my skill set as a toolbox. And the more tools I have in it, the more situations I can deal with quickly, easily, and effectively without being afraid or scared or too incapable of keeping up. I want to be able to keep up with any situation. So I run tactical events whenever I can find them. And they're usually reasonably inexpensive if you find them at local ranges. Now, they do have tactical classes that take days to attend. And those are fun. They take a lot of time and a commitment to get those done. You're talking maybe shooting a pistol 1,000 to 2,000 rounds over the course of 2.5 to 3 days. And that's a lot of commitment. And now the prices of ammo is coming down. The price of ammo is coming down. I've seen that. It's happening. It's not quite as low as it was back in 2019, but it is coming down to reasonable levels again. So getting that training is probably one of the most important things you can do after purchasing your weapon. Whether it's a rifle, a shotgun, a pistol, get some kind of training or work with somebody who knows more than you. Learn the weapon. Learn it well. Be comfortable with it. Be so comfortable with it that you feel like you could teach somebody else how to use it effectively or teach them some new skills that they may not know. I'm always willing to learn from anybody. If somebody asks me if I want advice, I tell them absolutely. I always want to learn more. I may learn something I don't know because, you know, if you stop learning, you might as well just go away. But if you're still learning stuff, even as you're older, you have things, you have a skill set already, you want to improve that skill set. You want to add things to that toolbox. You want to be able to work in more situations more comfortably. And that's what it takes. And push yourself when it comes to practicing. Not to the point of being unsafe, but push yourself to do things that do not feel comfortable. Start with shooting with your weak hand. Practice shooting with your weak hand. If you're right or left-handed, try practicing with the other hand only. We had a scenario, I remember I was training, and he gave us a scenario where your one arm, whether it was left or right, or your left arm, if you're right-handed, your left arm was disabled. So you couldn't hold the weapon with two hands. So you practice shooting with your strong hand only, and that's a start. Then it comes to doing a reload. Now think about that for a minute, especially, well, with a revolver, you'd have to put the gun down somewhere, use the other hand, load it in. With a semi-automatic, you got to be able to eject the old magazine, put the new magazine in, and then rack the slide if it's not locked back already. And racking a slide with one hand is difficult. The technique I was taught was to use the bottom of your shoe, push the sights against it, the top of the gun against it, push hard, and you can rack a pistol fairly easily like that if you practice it. Now, if you practice this, do not do it with live ammo. Practice with no ammo or snap caps. Learn how to rack your pistol with one hand, whether it's weak hand or strong hand. Learn a new skill. Take that as a challenge. Let's throw this out. It's the beginning of July. Take this as a challenge for everybody. Learn a new skill with your firearms, whatever it may be. If you go to the range and you shoot paper targets, fine. Practice multiple targets. What I like to do is take paper plates, put two of them out there on each end of the target carrier, and practice transitioning from target to target. That's an easy way to start learning a basic new skill. And if you want to, try practicing with just one hand. First your strong hand, then your weak hand. Learn how to be effective with your weapon no matter what your scenario is. Push yourself to learn new skills. That'll be my July challenge to everybody out there. Learn a new firearm skill. Learn how to manipulate the trigger better. Learn how to feel for reset. Learn how to understand what that means. There's so many things people can learn. Even if they already are proficient with their weapons, you can learn something new. No one, if you stop learning, you'll die. That's all there is to it. You know, you lose interest. You won't have any way to progress anymore. And that's when in anything in life, learn a new skill, whether it's driving, whether it's shooting, whether it's, playing on your computer, learning a new skill on a computer game, learning a new skill, how to use your computer, how to use your phone better. Learn something that your phone can do that you have not done before. Learn about a new app. There's so many things you can do with these handheld computers that we call phones. They're unlimited in what they can do, and most of us use just a small portion of it. Kind of like our brains. They say we use 10% of our brains. Well, most people probably use maybe 10 to 20% of their phone's capability. And there's so much more that these are capable of. There's so much more. Learn a new skill in the month of July, whether at any if it has something to do with your hobby, whether it has something to do with a life skill that you can use. But if it could have to do with protecting your family, that's where I'm going to stand up and say that's a very important skill. You need to take the time. You need to learn that. Because everybody who's capable should learn how to defend themselves, their family, their property. That needs to be, you need to be your family's and your own first responder. You need to be that person to be relied on in case of an emergency. Because you know what they say, when seconds count, cops are minutes away. And it's true. I mean, I'm not saying anything bad about the cops. They have a lot of ground to cover. And if you live in a small town, maybe they can get there quicker, or maybe they have less staff and they can take longer. You have to be able to defend yourself in the event of an emergency situation. And it's not going to get any better if you don't learn any new skills, if you don't learn something, if you don't practice, if you don't know what you're doing. And a lot of this can be done without having to go to the range, too. You can learn manipulation of the slide, of the trigger, where to keep your fingers, how to plan your resets better on your trigger, how to line up those sights to where they line up naturally when you pull that gun up and point it. And if you have a rifle, you need to learn how to hold it. You need to learn to walk with it. Most people say, oh, I can walk and hold a gun at the same time. Right. But when you're walking and trying to shoot, if you walk your standard pace, that gun's going to be going up and down, bouncing all over the place. You're not going to hit anything. Very difficult to hit something while you're walking. There's a certain way to walk when you're firing a pistol or a rifle. You want to go heel to toe, very smooth, and keep the weapon from bouncing up and down with a normal stride. You take a very specific way of walking to keep your weapon as level as possible to stay on target and make repeated contact shots while you're still moving. Because sometimes you can't just stand there with your feet, you know, shoulder width, take your stance, and take your shot. You don't always have that same luxury at the range that you don't have that same luxury you have at the range out in the field. Sometimes things happen in the field that are totally different and require totally different skill sets. So try and push yourself to the point of being uncomfortable. Like I say, I know people who can't shoot left-handed to save their lives, but now would be a time to learn. Start small. Start with a couple of rounds every time. Switch hands if you have to. But if you're doing anything where you're manipulating the weapon, be very careful to keep that finger off the trigger until you're up on target and ready to shoot. Because I understand that's something that you can learn eventually, but when you start, you want to be able to keep that finger off the trigger till you're up on target, ready to shoot. Even if you switch hands, don't let the opposite hand slide that finger into the trigger guard. Make sure you take the time to learn how to do that properly. So you want to learn how to walk. You want to learn how to transition your weapon from left hand to right hand. Now, here's an interesting thing you can try and learn. If you have the use of only one arm, and say it's your weak hand, how are you going to holster your weapon if you keep it on your strong side? What are you going to do? The thing I learned was to put it in with the handle facing outward toward the front so you can grab it with your weak hand. I'm going to assume right-handedness because I think more than 75% of people are right-handed. So if you're right-handed, you have your gun in your right-handed holster, you get it into your left hand, you shoot it, your right hand is incapable of working for you right now. You got to put that gun back in the holster. The way that you can do that is to put it with the handle pointing out toward the front of you. That way you can draw it from there, you can put it back there, and you can carry the weapon even if you don't have use of one of your arms. But practice shooting with your off hand. Practice shooting with your weak hand. Practice manipulating the weapon. These are all skills everybody needs to have. And it makes a difference, too, because if you get in a situation, the more tools in that toolbox, the easier it's going to be to get the job done. I remember reading a story, I think it was last year I read it, and there was a store owner who had somebody, he was being robbed, and he had to pull out his weapon and manipulate the slide because he didn't keep a round in the chamber. And he ended up getting killed because the guy saw what he was doing before he could get around in the chamber. He fumbled the gun, he didn't get it racked in time, and he ended up getting himself shot and killed. Now, especially if you're going to be in a situation where you have a higher likeliness of dealing with criminal activity or criminal elements, take the time to learn these unusual skills. I mean, anybody can go to the range, stand there, and fire at paper targets, and that's a good way to start. Learn to be comfortable with it, but then expand out. Go from that point, learn something new. Shoot with the offhand. Learn to, if you want to get complicated, get a little more advanced, learn to manipulate your weapon with the use of only one hand. There are ways to do it. There are probably a gazillion YouTube videos, and I want to say try and stay with reputable trainers when it comes to that. Be careful because there's a lot of people out there claiming that they're trainers, and they have ridiculously wrong information. So, all right, that's all I have time for today. I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded, and you've been listening to America's Web Radio.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.